Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. This week I have so much to talk to you about, but I'm going to condense it and break it up into different episodes because I don't want to split our focus. Today I want to talk about breaking the rules. And this one I have like a love-hate relationship with because there are times we need to break the rules. Often these rules, although I feel meant to be broken, are there as boundaries to protect people, to protect us. I totally get their rules, like driving. Yeah, follow every driving rule, please. However, rules of engagement, rules of the game, I'm all about breaking them. So let me give you some context. Yesterday, I engaged in a, I'd say, healthy / borderline obnoxious conversation on LinkedIn with a gentleman, or two or three technically, because, you know, sometimes they like to just butt in where they're not needed. And sorry, boys. I know it's not all of you, just a few. So I saw a phenomenal post about a woman named Ashley on LinkedIn about a basketball player, a WNBA basketball player, who was being asked questions about her makeup line because it doesn't move when she plays. If you watch the W, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And so I don't blame her one bit for not disclosing what the brand is of makeup she wears, because she's not getting paid by them. Actually, it's funny, I talked to my husband about this too, and she's like, why wouldn't she just say what the brand is? What's the big deal? Because he's not in marketing. That's why he doesn't know the big deal. And it's not like out of the realm of norm for a man to not understand this concept, especially if they're not in marketing, or if they're not in sales, or if they're not a woman, or if they don't wear makeup. So my point is, I mean, there's a lot of them, was when I replied to my husband, it's because this is what will happen. If she says the brand I wear is called Unicorn, it's not. And all of a sudden, girls and women who look up to this basketball player and want to do things actively but wear their makeup. I mean, I know when I used to dance, play softball, not run track, but like I would wear makeup, especially as an arena football dancer. We had to wear stage makeup. Like, we had to be prepared to be photographed, and we needed makeup that wouldn't slide off our face while sweating, because we did. And playing basketball is the same way. Granted, I don't know if you need to wear makeup during a basketball game, but guess what? I don't get to make that decision for anybody other than myself and maybe my daughter. And so while this WNBA player is wearing makeup and it's not moving and she looks flawless and everybody wants to know what she's wearing, if she says the brand I wear is Unicorn, that brand is going to sell out. It's going to make so much money off of her recommendation because A, she's super successful, gorgeous. The product she's using is working, and we want to know what's working for people. And so it was said how she's not, her answer was, they're not paying me. That's why I'm not telling you what this brand is. And a lot of women, me included, are applauding that, because it's about time women get paid for our recommendations. I mean, influencers get paid all the time for it. Why wouldn't a woman athlete get paid for her endorsement of a product? Now, of course, Nike, Under Armour, other, you know, athletic gear and things that have to do with the sport are paying women. But there's an opportunity out there for other brands, not just athletic type brands, lifestyle type brands. I mean, yes, the cosmetic, the retail. I mean, there's so many different brands. I mean, even books. I could pay an athlete to read my Unlocking Success book, take a photo of it, and she can endorse my book and it would sell out, especially if she has a following. No matter what it is, there are so many opportunities for brands to utilize the obvious reach of an athlete to sell their products and services. I digress on that conversation. That could go on forever. Anyway, So, breaking the rules. I engaged in a conversation. This woman, Ashley, had posted a video of the WNBA player who answered the question that they don't pay me. And so she was saying, there's pretty much the same thing I say, this is an opportunity. And I loved it. I went in, I tagged a gentleman whose LinkedIn audio event that I had been in recently and said, this is what I'm talking about. So about, I don't know, a couple months ago, before the holidays, I was invited to speak in another community about a hot topic in the news. And I always talk about women in sports. I have been in his audio room on LinkedIn with hundreds of thousands of followers more than once, and every time the hot topic was something about women in sports. And so this was about marketing, brands taking advantage of it, perfect timing, boom, that was my hot topic. We had a really nice discussion. So I tagged him in the post, and then right after my comment, I saw a man say, women don't watch women's sports. Now y'all know me. This set me off. I am a sports mom. Come on now. We absolutely watch sports, and not just our kids' sports. I played sports in junior high, high school, college. I didn't really play sports officially. I was an arena dancer, an arena football team dancer. So I did get paid to be an athlete. I'm not going to say cheerleading is not a sport because it absolutely is, but this is more dancing. And I don't know if I consider dance a sport. Extreme dance, definitely. But what we were doing, I don't know if it was a sport. We got paid for it. It was for an athletic team. And either way, I was extremely active. We wore a uniform, but we didn't compete. We just supported. So I was athletic all throughout college and into my adulthood. I played softball on my company sports team, like nothing official, but let's just say I was fabulous at softball, second base. Don't mind if I do. So for me to get into a conversation about women's sports is not out of the norm for me. I'm a woman. I'm athletic. I've played sports my whole life. And now as a mom, I have a daughter who plays sports and I go watch sports with everybody she plays sports with. I go to the WNBA games. I go to NBA games. I see Major League Baseball games. I see football. We watch sports on TV. I've got season tickets to women's college basketball. We go see other schools, high school girls, basketball games. We are a sports family, like through and through. On our days off, if she's not training, we're at somebody else's gym watching somebody else play basketball. So we just love it. I love athleticism. I love the mindset that goes into it. I mean, everything I teach can help athletes. And so I feel very connected to sports. I feel, always have my whole life, my husband, my son, and my daughter, we all do. So anyway, obviously I'm uniquely qualified to chime in on this man's comment who thought he knew what he was talking about, which I don't think he does. So breaking the rules, I got a little controversial and I came at someone a little bit softly at first on LinkedIn. And I said, yes, we do. That's all I said. He said, women don't watch women's sports. I said, yes, we do. That was that. He came back and this lasted all day. Back and forth, back and forth. Mind you, I was on my way to Springfield College to watch a women's basketball game where basketball originated. And it was just comical that this dude was trying to come at me about my not being equipped enough to handle this conversation or to be a part of it. He said, when was the last time you saw a WNBA game? I was like you know me. My first instinct was like, I ain't messing around with this dude. I ain't got time for your clownhood, clownness, whatever. Like, no, thank you. I don't have to justify my response with an answer. You're a clown. Bye. But something came over me. Your girl is not one to play small. Your girl is not one to shut her mouth when something is annoying or wrong. Now, if he had said, like, listen, I work for the WNBA and the audience skews male, blah, 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 blah. I'd be like, I totally get it. But listen, we're on the rise. First of all, if he did, he wouldn't have said that. So I looked at his profile. He worked at a bank. I think that bank has a stadium somewhere or an arena somewhere. So I think that's funny. Who obviously WNBA players play probably at that arena. I didn't dig too much into it, but I just thought it was comical. And so we went back and forth, and then another dude chimed in, and then another dude chimed in, and I was like, what is happening? Like, get off of your own ego trip and take a deep breath. Like, woman, absolutely. I said, listen, I don't have to tell you the last time I saw a WNBA game, but I'm going to tell you, because I didn't know the date. I'm not going to fucking look in my phone for photos and find the date. I just didn't have time for it. Back and forth, back and forth. And this other guy was like, it's funny you didn't answer the question. Ew, who are you? Like, clearly this is not the type of engagement I encourage on LinkedIn. However, I felt a couple things. One, I felt like every time we commented, we were boosting the original person's post. And every time we boosted her post, more eyeballs got to be a part of the original conversation, not our stupid juvenile conversation that was being had in the threads. People did obviously see our conversation, and a lot of women, you know, liked it or whatever. And some people said some things. One gentleman in particular, the next day, a former NFL player, by the way, chimed in and agreed with me. And now I'm going to be on his podcast, and now he's sharing my posts on LinkedIn. And here's the thing. I'm not encouraging you to fight with anyone on LinkedIn. I am encouraging you to stand up for what you know is right in your heart. Because when it comes down to it, in this conversation, I was fully vested in the topic that women watch women's sports, that subtopic, and the main topic that women athletes should be paid for their endorsements. And so these were two conversations that are near and dear to my heart. And when a man tries to chime in who's not in marketing or branding or sports, and this gentleman did say that he's been to a basketball game and they were empty or half empty. And so he obviously does watch sports, women's sports too, no less. And I didn't even ask him all the questions I could have asked about him being at a women's game. And clearly you support women's sports. You should promote it more. It was just a back and forth of nonsense. And it wasn't even him. The original guy was, we had a good laugh and that was that. It was the other people that chimed in. Normally, and like there were many feelings that went through my brain. Like, I'm just going to delete this. This is nonsense. Like, I don't want to get caught up in this. I don't want people blasting me for, you know, a woman's voice. Like, and then I was like, no, you know what? Like, Women's Day, Women's History Month is coming up any day now. Women in sports is going to be a hot topic for me when it comes to that March and all that goodness. March Madness. Obviously, there's so many things that made me want to delete it, but held me back from deleting it because the topic is important and my voice is important. I'm never going to delete my voice, but I am only going to chime in on things that I feel super called to chime in on. I'm never going to argue on LinkedIn for fun of it or for the virality, because we know that can happen too. Some of the people I follow on LinkedIn, some of the biggest followers or the biggest influencers on LinkedIn, if you will, have their following because they went nuts on somebody or they blasted somebody that was kind of wronging them, like saying inappropriate things or hitting on them, and they would blast them and they would bring all the women and they would say, like, look at this clown, blah, 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 blah. And I know that gets you traction, but it's not the way I want traction. And so that's another reason I felt I wanted to delete this, is because I didn't want to get extra followers or extra visibility because I was being argumentative, right? I don't like that energy. That's not really who I am. I prayed on it yesterday, and ultimately I didn't delete it. And I just told the one gentleman that was just out of line back and forth that I will pray for him. And I haven't heard from him since. So either he liked it or he didn't. He moved on, and so did I. But breaking the rules, to me, was breaking the rules of engagement here. I came in hot. I defended myself. Now, this is something that doesn't seem like we shouldn't be doing, but in today's climate of craziness and people getting canceled and we don't know what to say and can we say it, you can always stand for your right to use your voice. I don't ever think that we should be silenced for our beliefs or silenced for anywhere, LinkedIn and in the real world, because LinkedIn is not the real world. It's a part of it. But I kind of want to caution you that shit can get crazy if you do, but also arm you with the confidence that if it is in the right context, done the right way, good things will happen. And another gentleman chimed in and said, why don't the four of you all go in and like purchase something to support them? I'm in. And that was, hopefully that will be the last comment. And I actually thought that was pretty cool. And I'm probably going to DM this guy. I wanted to DM the original guy and just be like, hey guy, like, sorry, this conversation is getting so out of control. Really, I just wanted to say we do watch sports and that was it. And he probably be like, yeah, dude, this is crazy. So it was more the middle guy that kind of got out of hand. But there's always going to be hecklers. There's always going to be naysayers. There's all, in every one of my keynotes, except for when it's a room full of women, which is hilarious, there's always somebody who chimes in and tries to flex their muscles and make themselves look bigger. Actually, it has happened in a room full of women before, so I don't want to say it's just men. There was a woman who tried to overpower me in one of my talks or get more attention than I was from the state. It's very awkward and odd, and everybody knows what you're doing. And you look crazy and knock it off. So this guy that chimed in and said, because women don't watch women's sports, honestly, he had to have known what was going to happen. He had to have known either the original woman or another one was going to come in hot and be like, yo, you're crazy, because that's not even a little true. So it is pretty cool to think that I kind of stand my ground. I said what I had to say. I didn't let it get out of hand. And something really cool came out of it. I met another athlete, a former NFL player. I'm sure you'll hear about him. I'll have him on my LinkedIn too at some point. And we're going to have a really cool conversation about sports, women in sports, being a sports mom, and how it can just really help everyone, not only branding, but in life and in leadership, to have an athletic background, to have the confidence that comes from playing sports. And I'm really excited about it. I'm excited what came of it. I'm not surprised, but it's never happened to me before. So I know it happens, but it's pretty cool when it does happen to you. So I'm kind of cool, excited to see what comes of this and what happens. But the idea of breaking some rules really excited me. And I'm curious, where have you broken the rules and found success with it? I'm super curious. I want to hear your thoughts. And if your answer is never, I've never broken the rules, I'd love to have a conversation with you. It's probably not going to be live because it may be boring. I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you. I'd love to hear. Find me on LinkedIn. Find me on Instagram. DM me or find this post on LinkedIn. Actually, I'll put it in the show notes. And I'll put my post in because I don't want to engage further in the conversation I just spoke of, but I would love to engage further in the rule breaking conversation and the women athletes and branding conversation. I think those are really powerful conversations. So I'll put that in the show notes. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Let's stop breaking some rules, right? What's that line? Is it Marilyn Monroe that said, any woman who's successful rarely breaks any rule? I don't even know the line. You know what I mean. But there's a photo of it with a tutu and her heels are up and it says like, well-behaved women rarely. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up and I'll put it in here. Hilarious. This is why you should do some research before you do your podcast episode, people. I'm just going off the cuff here because it was an exciting topic. All right. Let's break some rules, people. Oh, and until then, keep being awesome. Bye.